The Gemara Daf Ches Medaf is trying to figure out the makah that a chatas is pasul shloi lishma. And at one point the Gemara says in the bottom of the Amid that loy lechta b'chmana b'chatas mitzayra b'teisim hanach. Don't write the din by chatas mitzayra and learn it out from the other chatais. And the Gemara says you can't do that because mal hanach shgen in b'ayin b'dalus mashenke b'chatas mitzayra. In other words, you can't learn the chatas mitzayra is pasul shloi lishma from the fact that other chatais are pasul shloi lishma because chatas mitzayra has a kula that it comes b'dalus, and maybe that's the reason that it would be kasha shloi lishma. So Taisus asks a kasha. This Taisus is on Amaveis de Bamascha Hanach. He says that what type of kula is that? How can you say that the reason why that since chatas mitzayra is b'dalus, that's the reason why it should be kasha shloi lishma? When it comes b'dalus, what are you bringing? You're bringing a chatas seif, and chatas seif you already know is pasul shloi lishma. Like the Gemara says later on in Daf Samach Dalad. So chatas seif kufa is pasul shloi lishma. So how could that be a svara to be machsher the chatas that you bring b'ashiras shloi lishma? If the chatas seif kufa is pasul shloi lishma, if that's the whole maki you're bringing from as a kula, then the thing you're learning from can't be better than the thing you're learning to, and therefore a chatas behemah should also be pasul shloi lishma. That's Taisus's kasha. So the shita in Eis Chav Dalet answers this kasha, and he says that enechnami, we're not bringing a rye when we say bedalos, we're not bringing from the chatas seif because the chatas seif is taka pasul shloi lishma. We're bringing from the oila seif because the oila seif is kasha shloi lishma. It's an oila, so we see that there is a musig of something bedalos, which is kasha shloi lishma, and that's the one we're bringing from. That's how one says that answer Taisus is kasha, but lachar that's also a pella because who cares if the oila seif is kasha shloi lishma? When we say that it's bedalos, we're talking about the chatas. We're saying that the chatas behema has a kula that it could be brought bedalus, but we're saying that dalus is not a kula because it's taka pasul shloi lishma. So the shita is saying, well, I have the oila seif which is kasha shloi lishma, but the oila seif has nothing to do with the chatas. It's not the dalus of the chatas that's coming instead of the oila behema. So I could bring a raya from the oila seif that is kasha shloi lishma. That could be a kula legabe the chatas behema. That's the chayyeh what's tamua with this shita over here. And I was thinking that maybe you can answer this shita al pi the aside hayadu of the samech. Wants to be mechadish based on the Eben Ezra and Parshas Vayikra. The Eben Ezra seems to be bothered that when you bring the carbon oil of a yared, when you bring bashiras, you bring a behema, then you just bring a chatas. But when you bring bedalus and you bring an oif, then you bring a chatas, you bring one oif, a chatas as an oif lechatas, and then you also bring an oif le'ayla. So you're bringing two karbanas, a chatas and an oila when it's brought bedalus as a knife. So the Ben Ezra is bothered. Why is it when you bring a behemah bashiras, you just bring one, you just bring a chatas, and now suddenly when you bring a bedalus, you get an oila seif. Where's this oila seif come from? So he wants to be mechadish, the being that a chatas has imurim, and when you bring a chatas seif, there are no imurim on mizbeach, so you're missing those imurim. So the Torah says, bring an oila seif, and the oila seif will serve as the imurim of the chatas, because the oila seif goes kala on the mizbeach, and that would be the imurim of the chatas. And the Samech understands from that when you bring a chata seif and an oila seif, it's not really two karbanis, but in a sense, it's one carbon. The oila seif is serving as the murmur of the chatas, and it's a chelik of the carbon of the chatas itself. That's what he wants to be mechadish. So based upon that, maybe you could say over here as well, that by mitzvah also, when you bring a bedalus, you bring a chata seif and an oila seif, the oila seif is not only b'makam the oila behema, but it's also serving as the murim of the chata seif. It's a chelik of the carbon of the chata seif as well. So it's mamish a chelik of that chatas. So being that it's a chelik of the chatas, and you find that it's kasher shloi lishma, so you have a musig that a chelik of the chatas itself is kasher shloi lishma, and that is the dalus that the Gemara is saying would be a kula. You find that it comes by dalus, and you don't have to this kasher that it's pasher shloi lishma, because a chelik of the chatas itself, meaning the imurim, which is the ayla, is taka kasher shloi lishma, and that could be the beer of the percha of the Gemara, lefi the shita.